The lady stands in a bower door, as straight as a willow wand. The blacksmith stands close nearby with a hammer in his hand. Oh, well may you dress, you lady fair, all in your robes of red. Before the morn at this same time, I'll gain your maidenhead. Away, away, you cold blacksmith, oh, would you do me wrong? And think to gain my maidenhead that I have kept so long. I'd rather I were dead and gone and buried in my grave before a lusty coal blacksmith my maidenhead should have. So then she turned into a hare upon the plain, but he became a greyhound bold and he fetched her back again. So then she turned into a rose as fair could be, but he became a billy goat and he tore her from the tree. Away, away, you coal blacksmith, oh, would you do me wrong? And think to gain my maidenhead that I have kept so long. I'd rather I were dead and gone and buried in my grave before a lusty coal blacksmith my maidenhead should have. So then she turned into a carp all in the brook. But he became a fisherman to catch her with his hook. So then she turned into a dog and she flew up so high. But he became a huntsman's hawk and he chased her through the sky. Away, away, you coal blacksmith, oh, would you do me wrong? And think to gain my maidenhead that I have kept so long. I'd rather I were dead and gone and buried in my grave before a lusty coal blacksmith my maidenhead should have. So she became a barleycorn that grew in yonder field, and he became a speckled hen and began to eat his fill. But she became a cunning fox all in her coat of red, and before that hen could change again, she took him by the neck and said, away, away, you coal blacksmith, though you'll not do me wrong. You'll never gain my maidenhead that I have kept so long. I'll not hide away from you a wishing for my grave, because a lusty coal blacksmith my maidenhead would have.